We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. All right, so based on the now debunked and retracted by the mainstream media total lies about the Georgia bill, which is now law in Georgia, the Democrats are getting all their corporate friends to boycott this and boycott that and move out of Georgia. Okay, let's back up here for a minute. Let's back the heck up for just a minute. And You we're going to go into all the hypocrisy of this, some of which you've already heard. I mean, Nancy Mace, a Republican Congress member from our state, pointed out to get into the Coca-Cola shareholders meeting, you need a what? ID. To pick up your tickets from Will Call from the Major League, from the MLB, Major League Baseball. What do you need? ID. To get a COVID vaccine, what do you need? ID. Wouldn't that mean black people can't get COVID vaccines? And wouldn't that be discriminatory? Well, no, it's fine. It's good. Okay. Yeah. Which tells you this isn't about ID. Black people aren't upset about ID. They want ID. Now I got to, no, it's amazing. I've got this poll right here from Rasmussen last week. They asked in their survey, black people, white people, Hispanic people, independent voters, Democrats, Republicans, would you like to have voter ID laws? Should you have to have an ID to vote? 70% of black people said yes. Why? Why would they do that? Because they have ID, like everybody else. You see them next to you in traffic. They're in a car. Yes, because they have a driver's license. You see them next to you at work. You need ID to get that job, right? With HR in the beginning. Black people have jobs. They drive cars. They check into hotels all the time. I've seen it all my life. It is stunningly and unbelievably racist for white liberals to claim that black people cannot do these things when we've all seen them do these things. It's a wonder to me that black people aren't up in arms. How racist is this? Lee all the time says there's still racism in our society. Yes, you're seeing it right now. White liberals, the ones on TV, insisting black people can't do basic things like get a voter ID. Yeah, but it's like a poll tax. They're poor and they can't afford it. It's free in Georgia. Wait, what? State ID. It's free. It's different from a driver's license. If you don't have a car, can't afford insurance, whatever, you're down on your luck right now. You can get a free state ID in Georgia. It's free. And they'll accept a state ID for voting. Yes. And it's free? Uh-huh. So, I don't know. The Democrats and Coke and Delta are the ones who are radical on this. Not us. And white liberals need to stop dissing black people on the national stage. If I were, I would lose my mind hearing that. I'm not smart enough to get an ID. I'm not affluent enough to get an ID. I can't pull it off. Why do you think black people can't pull it off? Explain to me, what is it about inherent in being black that means you can't, you are incapable. You're so childlike, you can't get an ID. There's nothing. That's why 70% of black people, just like 72% of white people, it's within the statistical margin of error, say, yes, you should have to have an ID to vote. I want other people to have an ID to vote, whatever color they are. Black people don't even share this point of view. You know why? You know why the Democrats are doing this? Hiding behind black people? They can't win unless they can cheat. Not with their current program, not with their current, what they're going to be running on next time. everything the Democrats are doing right now, all of it 100%, is about making sure there isn't a fair vote. This is why they're running a voter drive at the border. Got to replace the electorate. Got to get more people in here. Can't win any other way. And they freaked. That's what this is. Folks, this is a freak out. The Democrats told you they won Georgia fair and square. It was easy peasy. It was no problem. We're fine. Okay. Well, if you won Georgia fair and square with no interference and no illegal voting, you shouldn't fear this bill at all. But they do. And that tells you everything you need to know. They are terrified. And do you know why they're freaking out so hard? They've gone this far? Just the lies they're telling? Just crazy made up stuff. This is like kamikaze stuff. Just throw everything at it to try to stop the bill from spreading, because the other four swing states are all in the process of passing some version of this bill. They're terrified of a fair fight where they can't cheat. They can't stand it. This has nothing to do with what people want. The corporations are on the wrong side of this. This is another poll in addition to the Rasmussen one. According to the Associated Press, 72% of respondents support showing a photo ID to vote. 91% of Republicans and a majority of Democrats, 56%. Same result was found in the latest Economist YouGov poll. People favoring requiring a photo ID as means to vote by absentee ballot, 53%. That's a majority, even in Common Core math. Just 22% oppose this provision, and most of them are probably CNN viewers who have no idea what's going on. Because CNN lies. They all lie. Endlessly. But the real hypocrisy on this that shows you everything you need to know, is that the MLB does demonstration games in China, in the very province that the Uyghurs and the Buddhists are shipped to in cattle cars. The very province that has the concentration camps. Yep. Did they ever condemn? No? Okay, good. China doesn't have functional elections at all. Did they condemn? No? Okay. Coca-Cola has a partnership with a subsidiary of the Chinese Communist Party. It's part of their business model. They're in business with them directly. Did they condemn the genocide in China? No, they didn't. What about Joe Biden? What about Bite Me? Did he, because he came out and reversed his position. He said he was in favor, remember, of the Buddhists and the Uyghurs being loaded onto cattle cars because you needed to have unity. And that the only way to do that was to ship them through the concentration camps. But then that didn't work out so well. So he flipped his position and called it a genocide. Which is interesting, since he had told us just a few weeks before it was necessary for unity. Shows you where that man's brain's at. If anybody ought to be boycotting anything, it's Joe Biden. So there was a horror that he said that. But Joe Biden has now declared it a genocide. So I mean, shouldn't Coca-Cola and Delta and all of them cut off the Chinese? Shouldn't they do that? No? Okay. You know why? They're all communists. They like the Chinese model. And so all genocides done in the Chinese model are A-OK as long as the right people are doing it. Marco Rubio, senator from Florida, brilliantly called this out over the weekend.
So Delta Airlines are business partners with the Chinese Communist Party, the same Chinese Communist Party that is committing genocide against Uyghur Muslims inside of China. So I look forward to a letter today from their CEO telling everyone that what the Chinese Communist Party is doing with genocide is unacceptable. I look forward to that letter saying that genocide does not reflect the values of Delta Airlines. Of course, they're not going to send that letter, nor is Coca-Cola, nor is any of these other corporations that are out there proving to the world how woke they are, because they are woke corporate hypocrites. That's what they are. They're woke corporate hypocrites. They make billions of dollars in a country that doesn't even have elections. They make billions of dollars working with a country that has no respect for anyone or anything, and they don't say a word about it. But in America, they're prepared to boycott a state and condemn them publicly to show and prove how woke they are. They're hypocrites, complete and total hypocrites.
Amen. Total hypocrites. Now, you know what? But see, they don't see this. They don't see this about themselves because remember, and I'm telling you, Joe Biden just declared shipping Buddhists and Uyghur Muslims to concentration camps is the thing that needed to be done for unity. And no one on the left said a word. You know why? They believe it too. As long as the right people, i.e. the Chinese, are doing the genocide, it's okay. That's the blind spot. Same with these corporate CEOs. They're all liberals. If China does it for unity, it's okay. It's all right. Joe even said it was okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line. That's 71307. Text writes, after all the wars fought to thwart communism, I never dreamed we would be in the fight of our life to tamp it down in the USA. You know what the big tell was, by the way, 2 weeks ago? Bill Maher did this epic rant on how America is a joke now because the Chinese are just, they're killing us on every measure. Economically, infrastructure investments, all of it. And then he made a conclusion that scared me. You know, the liberal comedian Bill Maher, I agreed with his whole monologue till he got to this part. So what we really need, we need a new form of government. He said something in between, you know, the Chinese style and our current government, democracy, which we don't have a democracy. We live in a republic, but whatever. They don't know that. Wait, your solution is we need a new government? Yeah, something between democracy and the Chinese system. Okay, so something far more totalitarian then. So y'all can just order whatever you want. Yeah. In other words, Bill Maher wasn't trashing China. He wants to be like China. They all do. This is why a Uyghur genocide people loaded onto cattle cars and taken to concentration camps. It doesn't phase Coca-Cola, it doesn't phase Delta, it doesn't bother them at all. This is this new society that Bill Maher's talking about. This is how they all talk at the cocktail parties. The only solution now is just to be more like China, to be like China. And sometimes you need unity. as Joe Biden explained. Sometimes you just have to load the Uyghurs into the cattle cars and take them to the concentration. Sometimes you just do. He defended this. They're all on the same page on this. This is why, in their minds, it is not a contradiction to oppose or to support, you know, a voter fraud in Georgia by opposing the law and at the same time embrace China and their corporate policy. They don't see a contradiction because they're all on the same page. They think the communist system that China uses is fabulous. You know why? It's not really communist. China is not a communist country. They use communism to bring about the revolution. But nobody looked too carefully what happened after that. The same families, there were about 10 of them, that fought the revolution have never let go of power. And now there's thousands of family members that run that country. It's a criminal oligarchy that uses communism as their international face, their international excuse for turning their own people into slaves. That's it, though. They're not a communist country. They're a criminal oligarchy, and our elites want one, too. This is why Coke and Delta and the Major League Baseball, which does its demonstration game in the same province, that they keep the Uyghurs in the concentration camp, they don't see any contradiction. It's all simpatico. It's all good. As long as the right people are loaded into the cattle cars, it's okay. I'm telling you, this is how they think. Texter writes, MLB is just BLM backwards, just saying. Another texter writes, they've been kamikazeing us for 4 years while good people stood around, did nothing. Why should they stop now? Another texter writes, Tara, we don't have functional elections anymore either. Remember 2020? Texter writes, Democrats really know their constituents, don't know they are completely ignorant. Another texter writes, there is no us or them, there is we. We, the Americans, quit all the hyphenated BS. Charles Barkley called it this weekend. Texter writes, there shouldn't be a person with any morals at all that will have a damn thing to do with Major League Baseball or Coke. No, you ought to boycott them just on their support for the genocide alone. What else can you conclude? You do business with the Chinese Communist Party, you support the genocide. It's just, wow. Texter writes, let's see, where do we go? Texter writes, I'm going to skip that one. Oh, here we go. Yeah, this is the one I want to read. Tara, I wonder if that Capitol police officer killed with the car by the Muslim Farrakhan supporter is going to be laid to rest at the Capitol like Officer Sidney. No, absolutely not. He was a practitioner of classical Democrat thought. So he's going to be laid to rest, all right. Busted straight out of the news cycle for non-usefulness. Texter writes, Tara, I can't wait to hear the Democrats ban on high-capacity knives after this Noah Green mess. Now the texter writes, hey, Tara, you need to be in syndication. I am. Battleground podcast. Get it by texting Battleground to 71307. By the way, today's is going to be epic. It will blow your mind because I got a new list of things they're not telling you about COVID. This is going to absolutely blow your mind. It blew mine. It is the be all and end all on COVID, and it will be today's Battleground podcast. It is must hear radio. Text Battleground to 71307. I'll have it up by noon.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning on this Monday. All right, here we go. Bizarre Hunter Biden interview. This family is nuts. Even the dog is crazy. The TikTok is even nuts. Do you remember? Because I remember when it was revealed that a Russian, a person who was Russian, went to Trump Tower for 15 minutes, sat down for less than 15 minutes with Donald Trump Jr. He walked out of the meeting. He was grilled for 12 hours by a congressional committee with Republicans in charge. No one ever insinuated that this woman was a Russian spy or a Russian intelligence operative, or just a Russian. And that was enough. That was enough for hearings. 12 hours of hearings he had to answer questions. With the media implicating the whole time he'd somehow broken the law, he'd somehow done something criminal. Now we have proof that Hunter Biden actually did something criminal. Hunter Biden ain't the brightest, despite what Joe says. And this moron just incriminated himself with the book he wrote. And the only person pointing it out is Jonathan Turley. There are no hearings. There's no Republicans calling for hearings. See, because here's the problem. Hunter wrote a book called Beautiful Things. It details in excruciating detail his drug addiction, which, according to the book, ran through the exact period when he bought a handgun. That's a problem. Because when Hunter Biden purchased the handgun, he signed under penalty of perjury that he was not addicted to or a regular user of drugs. That's standard. On the federal form you have to fill out to get the background check. Standard. He answered no on the firearms transaction record when asked whether he was an unlawful user of or addicted to a narcotic drug or other controlled substances. Lying on that form, 10 years of prison. You and I both know if Donald Trump Jr. had done this, he would be in prison right now. They would have him dead to rights and they would send him to prison. And he'd do the whole 10 years too, because he's a Trump. Well, the moron, Hunter Biden, admitted in his book that he had used drugs during the period in question. It was 2019. He even wrote that he couldn't go on the campaign trail with that because he was so cracked out after having signed the form. So what does the deep state do when they have to get Hunter out of another law he broke? And they're always working hard on this with Hunter. Now, the Secret Service, which, by the way, had no business doing anything involved with Hunter because Joe Biden and his family did not have Secret Service protection at the time. The Secret Service went to the gun store and demanded the form. Why? Because they knew Hunter broke the law buying the gun and they were trying to cover up the crime. That's what the federal government does now with your money. Gun store owner was smart enough not to give it to them because he knew they didn't have jurisdiction. He said, no. Go pound sand. You can't have it. They later sent the ATF by to get a copy. Thank God the gun store owner retains one. This is how your federal government cleans up the illegal messes of people like Hunter Biden. Secret Service denies any of this happened. Gun store owner says it did. FBI showed up too, by the way, at the grocery store where the gun was found chucked in a trash bin. Just like that, FBI's there. Weird, huh? When called to local police, boom, FBI on the scene. Yeah, they got to manage this. They got to manage it. They got to clean up after these people. Criminally clean up. That's what they do. But back to Jonathan Turley writing in The Hill. He is a liberal, voted for Hillary Clinton, law professor. He's a Shapiro professor of public interest law at George Washington University. He said, listen, we got a problem here. In Hunter's book, he admitted that he was a drug user in 2019. That'd be the same period that the gun thing happened. That's a felony. He just confessed to a felony in his book. Does anybody care? No. I was a crack addict and that was that, he writes. All right, we got him dead to rights. Let's try him. No, he's got liberal privilege. There's another problem too. Hunter's out there pretending that he doesn't remember, because he was all drugged out, you see. That he didn't know if that laptop that was dropped off was his. By the way, including copies of texts he sent back and forth with Jill and Joe about his sexual activities with an underage minor who is also a family member. I still wonder, did anybody check on that kid? Nobody cares. Okay, good. I'm just nobody cares. All right, fine. Good, it's Hunter. Here's Hunter. Oh, I don't know if the laptop's mine.
Was that your laptop?
For real? I don't know.
I know, but you know that's...
This is I really don't know okay. the answer is.
You don't know yes or no if the laptop
I don't have
was
any
yours.
Idea. I have no idea.
So could have been yours.
Of course, certainly. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me. There could be that I was hacked. It could be that there was the... That it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me.
No. The FBI said it's not Russian disinformation. So if the media wanted to get to the bottom of this, like they spent hours and hours and hours of coverage time on Don Jr. meets with a person who is Russian, how could they do it? Well, Jonathan Turley, liberal law professor, gives them a pretty easy three-step process. Ask Hunter these questions. How can you remember details from the period of your addiction going back 20 years as detailed in your book, but you cannot remember the laptop? Here's another one. Even if you can't remember your own laptop, you've seen the pictures and the emails from it. Are they authentic? You know, questions they would ask Trump Jr. if this was his laptop. But instead, Turley writes, the media showed the flag and then left the field. Breaking the law is okay with them. If you are a Biden and you have liberal privilege, it's okay. They'll send the Secret Service to get the form that is a proof of the felony you committed. They're a cleanup crew. They work for the Democrat Party. Turley writes, the problem is that Hunter has confirmed facts which could implicate him, not just in a federal crime, but in the very crime his dad's administration is now making a priority of as a policy matter. Keeping people with drug addictions and mental problems from having guns. In his book and in interviews, Turley writes, Hunter says he continued to use drugs during the campaign season in 2019, the exact period he lied on the federal gun form. 10 years felony. Unless you're Hunter, in case it's all good. It's all good. We won't even have any congressional hearings. It'll be fine. All right, so favorite, this cracked me up this morning. Favorite sauce. Number one sauce each state Googles more than other states. So, of course, I have to click on and see where South Carolina ranked, right? Okay, so for most of the nation, almost all the states in the nation, the sauce is ketchup, right? The most commonly used thing in America. Not here, though. It's barbecue. Your barbecue is the ketchup of the Carolinas. You know what's interesting? The only places in the country that put barbecue sauce down is the sauce that they Google the most. North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. It's just that area. So totally cultural. Interesting. Other places put stuff like sriracha, Tabasco, relish, ranch dressing in South Dakota, vinaigrette, New Mexico, mayonnaise in Hawaii, and cocktail sauce in Rhode Island. That makes sense. Kind of fishy place up there. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Texter writes, Tara, get a grip. Trump and his grifting family are universally hated. No one cares about Hunter Biden but you. Oh, I think people do. ABC News does. That's why they had him on. That's why they had him lying there. Oh, man, no, I don't know. The laptop, I have no idea if it's... Yes, he does. He knows if it's his. And Jonathan Turley, the only one being honest about the media hit job. The media acting, wow, there's no way to know if it's his, and he doesn't even really know. Wow. Well, Hunter says it might be Russian disinformation. The FBI says it's not. So ask him. Lots of emails on there. Hunter, they've been all over the news. I mean, surely you've seen the news. Are they your emails or not? See, because the CEO of your corporation, the one grifting from China, says they are your emails. He got copied on some of them. He has copies. He did that big press conference thingy, remember, before the election? And he held up his cell phone showing your emails and your texts that he was copied on? The ones from your laptop. So, I mean, surely you've seen them. Sir, are they your text or emails? You know why he can't answer that question? Because one text in particular deals with his relationship walking around naked in front of an underage girl. He can't verify that those are his. But he wants to promote his book so he can get more money. If he says one of those is his, he's got a problem. So does the FBI. They might actually have to investigate this stuff. These people are profoundly crooked, and this is how the media lets them off the hook. Texture writes, sounds like Hunter Biden suffers dementia as well, Tara. So says Brian from Pelzer. No, I don't think he suffers from dementia. I think he just conveniently forgets, and because he's a Biden, he gets away with it, because in forgetting, you can help cover for your crimes, and the media is cool with that. Texture writes, just made a barbecue pizza over the weekend. Yeah, you're from South Carolina. I'm not surprised.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.